Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Saucy Saturday. Well, what's up? What's up? Hope everybody had a good weekend. Today we have a really good topic, and I hope you guys are all ready for it because I'm excited for it. Today's topic of the day, guys, is what are our biggest regrets or hardest life lessons at this point? If you would like to call in, call at 646-787-8054. What's going on?
Right.
That's a big topic. Hi.
That's a hard one. It makes you reflect, actually think about it.
That is. And it's so far. It's not like your entire life. It's just what have been your biggest regrets or life lessons so far? So it can be something that just happened yesterday to you that made you be like, all right, you were right. I think my biggest regret so far, I don't have any big regrets, to be honest. You know, I take everything that has happened to me so far as a life lesson, and I grow from it. As lessons-wise, I definitely learned that if I want things done, I have to do it myself. I cannot wait for anybody else to do it for me. And I also learned that what I want, I have to go after, and I have to use my big girl voice. I cannot be quiet anymore about what I want, what I don't want, what I want to do, what I don't want to do. Yeah, I've always been like really quiet, I guess, as a kid, and then out of nowhere, I became this very voiceless person.
And it's working for you, though.
Thank you.
I can say the same. I don't think I have too many regrets or regrets I'd like to share, but I just try to learn from all the experiences, try to get my life together.
Yeah, it's definitely. I think everybody is like that. You know, everybody's like, I'm good, but I could be better.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I think I would go back and be more open and not as shy, because, you know, a lot of opportunities came to me when I was younger to sing and different stuff like that. But I was like, no, I'm good in the background. I don't want to. I was so shy. I'm still shy, but I'm hiding behind the radio so people don't know I'm shy, but I really am.
Do you think you know why you were so shy, like, back then?
Yeah, because now, back then, I would have said, because when I'm singing or whatever, you know, my brother, being an older brother and cousins and all of that, they'd be like, will you shut up? Will you shut up? So I took that as I can't sing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now, that's my life. I can look back and say, I'm shy because my mother was shy. And my daughter is taking my bashfulness. Now, she's all conflicted because she likes people and doing things like her dad.
But she's the shy one.
Like me.
Shout out to my baby Kuta.
Right.
When I notice you're watching, I'll try to not shy away from doing certain things. But I think I picked it up by watching my mom because she was shy.
Cool.
I think for me, I was just always like afraid of what somebody was going to think. Like, I would want to do something, but I was always afraid, like, okay, well, I don't know how this is going to look, or I don't know how this is going to sound. I don't know what they're going to think. I was always overthinking. And sometimes I'm just like, girl, just do it.
Right. Just jump on in there.
But, you know, like, I think it's especially, like, in the music world, it's a tough world. And you see so many people get their dreams broke, like, their dreams up, and they're, like, ready to do it, and then completely shut down. You have to have tough skin. You have to.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't have any regrets because I think everything that has happened in my life was for a reason, and it definitely molded me into the person I am. I think I would definitely, one thing I would say with Rebel, I would also learn, like, when it comes to dating, don't put somebody before myself. Get to know the person more, you know, and know that the person you're dating, they're going to show their true colors eventually, and putting them before yourself is the worst thing you can do because you come before anybody. And I think that's how it was. Like, I always would put the person I was dating before myself, and they were important, and it's like, what about you?
So,
right.
You're number one. Definitely, yeah. You should definitely call me. I want to hear what you guys are thinking. You know, it's a cool and calm Saturday, but the topic is amazing and is dope as hell. So, call in at 646-787-8054. Like I said, our topic of the day is, what are our biggest regrets or hardest life lessons at this point? I know y'all got some. We probably crazy, and it doesn't matter. This is a judgment-free station, though. I think we just ask people, we go through it all. Like, we go through it all. And we some of us are more open about it, some of us are more private about it, some of us don't know how to go about it. And that's fine. And I think that's what we need, that one person like, it's all right. It's okay. You gonna be good. See, I have those type of people. But that was a good one. It's a good topic. I wanna hear what y'all guys are thinking. Let's get some calls. Let's hear what y'all think. Call in.
Call in. 646-788. We had a song made it past the Smash of Trash last night.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's called Halo. Let me play it for you so you can give your
feedback. Yes, please let me hear the Halo.
Halo by Mr. Ha.
Hey love,
hey what's up, hey what's up,
I want you,
that's what's up,
I need you,
so what's up, so what's up,
girl I see you.
Fucking up the sheets, making mad noise. Wait, let me catch my breath. If love was a dance, let me catch my step. Plus there's more than sex, more money when it's time to invest. We blessed, take a flight from the east, head to the west and blaze up. You build a foundation when we make up the breakup. Different levels on our winning day, get our cake up. You want diamonds, let's go to Jacob. We ain't got time for snakes and fake. We ain't got time for snakes and fake. Hey, love. Back in row, we dream of a big ass house full of groceries, whips in the garage, rhythm of a night by Chico DeBarge. I see all your flaws, see mine too, mind you, lost in the love, but I got you. No James St. Patrick when I find truth. Power couple like J and B. Let's make a movie AMC. Get into the chicken, no KFC. Building different franchises in the major league. Faithfully, your love here is safe for me. Hey, love.
I want you.
I just don't know what it is, but I like it. It's like it's fun, you know?
Yeah, like springtime, skating, summertime. That's what it made me think of.
Yeah, that's definitely the type of vibe. Like, it's just real, like, fun. And sometimes, you know, that's how it should be with music. I think so, like, lately, music been so serious and hard. A little too hard for me.
Right.
Like, y'all don't have to, like, shoot them up, bang, bang, and we get it. Get money. Get it. Shit, like, have some fun with it, and that sometimes it comes out better, and you have a better outcome.
Right. I liked it, though. It got really good feedback. But, you know, that's hard to do. But it did.
I like it. It's, you know, it's good vibes.
Yes, good vibes, good vibes.
Yeah, let me get some coolers. And where's my, I think my coolers was out last night. I don't know. I think y'all be going out on these Friday nights, and y'all be
right.
just rolling in. Like somebody 6, 7 in the morning, and y'all ain't waking up till probably about now.
Right. And then the ones that do call in tell me.
As well. No, you got to answer the question when y'all calling. I can't be listening. I mean, I know my voice is beautiful or whatever, but still. Definitely. Oh, man.
But,
come
yeah,
on, call in.
Like I said, in regards to regret of the sort, I don't think I have too many. I would just try to be more outspoken. I would stick with one thing. Like, I hopped around a lot, jobs, moving.
Yeah.
And it loses the, I don't know how to say it. But I can't stay in one place long enough. Like, if I'm at a job and I don't move up fast enough to my liking, like, if I feel like I'm doing my job well and y'all not noticing, I'm out.
Right, like, peace. All right. But, you know, that's so crazy. I'm the same way. But I stay in the same category of, like, work ethic, but it's just like,
right.
I'll be like, okay, I'm bored. I need something else to do. And they'd be like, you only been here 3 weeks. Yeah, I know. What's next?
I give him a little bit more time.
Yeah, I think one regret I think will be my spending habits and saving. When it comes down to money, I am the worst. It's in my hand. I'm going to spend it. And I know I shouldn't spend it, but I just need to, and I think about the consequences later.
Well,
I'll be more responsible with money managing. I have to learn that still, okay, guys? I'm bad. Like, I will go on Fashion Nova, and I will be ordering for days. Like, and it's no good. It's not good. It's not my fault, guys. Fashion Nova has some beautiful stuff, you know.
Well, now that I am working with paparazzi, make sure you hit that website, too. Some good jewelry.
Exactly. See, you're not helping, Nikki. You're not helping with the
situation. GlamShop.com.
We
can all win. You can get $5 fabulous. It's all right. What I used to do, what I had to do to discipline myself, is I would go and I would look and kind of window shop, and I'd take whatever I was going to spend and put it to the side. So my account would still reflect that I purchased something and all of that, but by the time you go look back at your savings, you'd be like, damn, I'll be spending a lot of money. Like, I'm not going to go get no fast food, but I'll go ahead and take that $7 and throw it in my savings account. And then when you go back, you'd be like, damn, I spent a lot of money.
I'm telling you, it's hard. It's not easy.
It's hard. Online shopping is hard. That's an addiction.
No, yeah, that is, like, don't put me in front of something, and I'm telling you now, like, I'm going shopping. We talk about it in the morning. That's my problem in the morning. But right now, I've seen it, and I need it. And I'd be like, some of the stuff, I'd be like, I didn't even need that.
Yeah.
You didn't even need that. Why did you do that? And I'd be saying to myself, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
And then I'll be with a partner that beasts about your online spending. You're spending, period. Like, because it's some people who, you know, they'll be like, oh, I have my packages, go straight to the post office, I pick them up, my husband come find the shoes.
I have that happen. Yes, no, some ladies, they hide their stuff from their husband. Like, he cannot ever find it. So I'm like, yeah, hide the stuff from your husband.
It'd be like that sometimes. I don't have to hide anything from BC, but, you know.
You went shopping again? Yeah. See, what happened was,
right,
I seen this nice thing.
You know.
It's nice. It's pretty.
When did you get that, huh?
They like, huh? I didn't hear you. What? Right. Or you hit the one. I got you something, too.
Right. That's the right way to do it. That's why. The other night, we was talking about how Left Eye burnt up old boy sneakers because he didn't buy none. If he'd have bought her a pair of sneakers, he wouldn't have got his stuff burnt up.
I was like, wow. Everybody was asking, do you think, somebody was like, do you think she was wrong?
No.
It wasn't just that she burnt up his sneakers because, you know, to be spiteful, it was more than just the sneakers.
It was more than the sneakers. And no, she wasn't wrong. You're not going to go in the store and say, give me one of everything in my size.
Yeah.
And you got a whole lot person at the house. Where's my sneakers? I didn't get you none. You bought one of everything and didn't buy me one?
Not one. And you thought it was okay?
I'm right there.
I don't think I am. Well, he wouldn't listen to him tomorrow. No. Like, excuse me?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy. That's selfish.
That is very. Can this make you be like, all right, so you wasn't just going to get me nothing.
Nothing at all?
I will show you better than telling.
I'll go back and buy my
own. Because, you know, you'd be like, all right, so I'm going to have to show you because I don't feel appreciated right now. And my feelings hurt. And, you know, we act off of our emotions sometimes, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right. I guess that would have been her biggest regret. Burning down old boy's house. Maybe.
Yep. Maybe. I don't think she really cared. I think she was just like, okay. Yes, I did burn his stuff down, and so what?
Yeah. Oh, and a kid either. Fuck it.
Next time you'll think to buy me something, right? Right. See, we learn these things. And they'd be like, these women is crazy. Crazy. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I have a little bit of my crazy in the earlier part of the week. You know, we had a couple of episodes of mayhem on the show. And then women's takeover, you know, we tried to calm it down, but we answered the little advice letter. And it was like, you know, how would you get back? The girl and the guy were together for 11 years. And then she saw somebody that she was going to leave the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He talked her into staying into a relationship. And then 3 years later, he wants to leave. No. I said, no, she probably got that Beyonce ring the alarm syndrome. I'd be damned.
Probably.
I done went through all of this. And when I had the chance to get out, you begged me to stay. And now you gonna leave me? We in this forever.
We in this forever. Like, I am forever.
Forever.
Ever.
Forever.
And they'd be looking like, forever? Yes, baby, it's forever. I'm sorry. I invested in a lot of time into you. That's a forever thing. Okay? You know, I think that's what it is. Like,
11 years.
11
years.
Yeah, that's
years.
A long time.
And then when I'm like about to leave, baby, baby, please, baby, please, and I stay, and now you going to leave me? Nigga, I could have been gone.
That's why I'd be like, yeah, sometimes it'd be mind-boggling. I think that's what it is with the female. It's not even that, oh, they did what they did. Like, yeah, it is, they did what they did. But then it's like, yo, I could have been left.
Yes.
Been left. And that's when they turn us away that tag film. And it happened.
Right.
It happened. Hell yeah. Like, listen, us people, it's not that we crazy. It's just, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Right.
Imagine, like, imagine if we switch spots. I think if we switch spots with guys for, like, a day, they wouldn't be able to know. They wouldn't know how to handle it. They would not know what to do.
Of course not. Of course not. I had DC say to me the other day, I didn't realize everything you do until you started naming it. Yeah, because everything... taken care of.
Yeah.
I don't make it known. We as women don't make it known. We just handle our shit.
You're not supposed to. It's like, listen, if you even if you stress out and everything going wrong, you cry for 2 seconds like the kids and get it going. That's it.
Get it going. That's right. Don't stay there.
And that's part of life lessons. For those who are listening, those are part of life lessons. You know, in life, you're going to go through some shit, and we're not going to tell you that you're not, because we listen, you're going to go through some stuff. Some stuff.
Right.
And it's going to be points where you're going to feel like, I cannot do this anymore. I give up, and you throw in a towel. Do not throw in that towel. Take that towel, wipe your face, and get it going. Because nobody going to do it for you but you.
I like that. Take that towel and wipe your face.
Hard world. You know what song I want to hear? I want to hear I Made It by Angel Rose. I want to hear that song.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Right after these drops.
Right after these drops.
I Made It by Angel Rose.
Yo, this beastie, too much sauce. It's Saturday. Get it in. Let go. This is the stage.
Damn, son. This is too much sauce. We Queen Shound on the stage radio.
back around for that. It feel like we the only ones in here. Your energy is drawing me near to you, so come closer, let me whisper in your ear. Now turn and let me see you from the rear. Now go and put that booty on me, yeah. Booty on me, girl. Now go and put that booty on me. What's up with Shawty? Look how she move. Make you wanna tuck them jaw and put on a suit. I ain't even gotta say it, yeah, you know how they do. Pretty face, fat ass with a attitude. Anything that you're asking, I would gladly do, I swear. The way she wiggle, I can know that. Grip her waist from her fingers to her hair. And tell her, sit that booty on me like a chair. Yeah, it feel like we the only ones in here. Your energy is drawing me near to you, so come closer, let me whisper in your ear. Now turn and let me see you from the rear. Now go and put that booty on me, girl. Now go and put that booty on me, girl. Up, face down, please don't back down. And I don't play around. We gon' last rounds. I think my G he made her ass like that. If your funny bone don't feel so bad. It's just me and you up in this place. Private party on this island. Let me catch it when you drop it. It feel like we the only ones in here. Your energy is drawing me near to you, so come closer, let me whisper in your ear. Now turn and let me see you from the rear. Now go and put that booty on me, girl. Now go and put that booty on me, girl. Now go and put that booty on me.
Shout out to Sunny. I like that song. I still like that song. That's my joy.
When he performed that at the showcase, I didn't even know what I was doing. But when I heard it, I just stopped what I was doing. Like, yes, this is my song. It sounds so dope in the club. Y'all go check out the Stage Network. It's video from the showcase floating around all over social media, but we got a few in the network, so go check us out.
I gotta check that out. Check. That's cool. I like that. That's Sandman.
Man. I have a few.
So, we're going to get into a little bit of some sauce with the celebrity news.
Okay.
So, it says Future. He says he liked my girl's BBW. Future denies rumors he banned plus-size women from entering Miami Club for his performance. So, he had a performance in Miami, and it was said that he actually banned all of his BBWs from coming into the Miami Club to watch him perform. Which is so crazy. Like, Future. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're not all that.
Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. These celebrities be losing it. I don't know. I hope that's not true. Because I like Future's music, but he did that. That's a lot. And, guys, sadly, that today Joel Santana officially checked himself into prison. So he's going to serve 27 months. And, you know, like, obviously, if you guys watch Love & Hip Hop, they were definitely, this is something that they was dragging for a while. But today, yes, Joel Santana went to turn himself in. So he's going to, it's 2 years, but, you know, 27 months, 2 years. So he'll be, hopefully with good behavior, that he will, they will release him earlier. But, yeah, man, it's going to take some time. And you know, another thing everybody is trying to find out. So Remy Ma and Papoose recently have appeared on The Real with the Golden Child. Everybody is questioning, what is the Golden Child's name? What is the baby's name? Because you keep, y'all all keep calling the baby the Golden Child, and we want to know, what is the child's name?
He named the baby after her. The baby name is Reminisce McKenzie.
Yeah, and I think, I know that's the they keep calling, you know, because they called it the Golden Child so much. Everybody was like, what is this child's name? Like, some people really thought that they named their child the Golden Child. I don't think they're that crazy now. So that's not.
I hope not.
That would be funny. I mean, you know, at this point, celebrities name their kids so much crazy stuff that I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
But, I mean,
they had a thing where their kids was like, they feel some sort of way because they are focusing so much on this baby as if they were not enough. And,
right,
you know, parents have to be mindful of that, because when my little sister came along, I was already grown. I was 23, and my mother used to like that Ginuwine song, "My Whole Life Has Changed When You Came In," and she used to say, "That's our song," and I'm like, "That's y'all song. What was wrong with your life before?" What you mean that's your song? And I did not like my sister, but I really had a dislike for that song. You know, as a parent, you got to be careful. You got multiple kids to single them out. Just don't make them feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kids are jealous, but don't make them feel bad, and they go hard for the Golden Child.
They do, which is still beautiful. I think it's just because they went through such a long process to have this baby.
Yeah.
But in other news, Chris Brown, man. I love you so, Christopher, but there is a video surfacing saying that he allegedly was in a club doing cocaine. So, you know, the rumor has that he has a bad cocaine problem, and now, for the looks of it in this video, he is in a nightclub, partying it up, and he looks like he's doing cocaine in the middle of the club, and then he has a blunt in his mouth. So it's like everybody's trying to figure out, like, is he serious? Like, Chris, you know, are you doing it? But he did not directly deny that he has a drug addiction problem, but the way that this video looks, looks bad. Can't take this.
Oh no, Chris! I'm rooting for you.
I know.
I'm rooting for you.
We're rooting for you.
Oh, rooting for you.
I hope it's not, though, because, you know, that's not a good look for him. It's not a good look at all, and
you got people who look up to you, especially have kids that look up to you, you know?
Right.
So things definitely heated up on Marriage Boot Camp over the week. So Nia is no longer with Soulja Boy, but it is shown on the show that Soulja Boy and Nia get into a heated argument and he assaults her, where they had some type of disagreement and Nia goes and she goes into the other room and she's on her phone and ignores Soulja Boy. And the fact that he was getting ignored, he ran into the other room and he was standing over her. And it shows it. And Nia was like really upset and he was assaulting her because she was ignoring him. And she's telling him to get off her. She woke up the whole entire house and everybody ran into their room to see what was going on. So of course, you know, Tammy Walker Flocka's date, Flocka's wife, she said that she would have kicked Soulja Boy's ass if she was Nia. Because you don't do that.
Right.
And she was like, we in this together, so I was ready to beat Soulja if I had to. She was ready to beat him. Because, you know, he has an anger problem. It is. It is definitely known that he has an anger problem. But now it's like, you took it to another level. I hope Nia definitely don't go back, but when you love somebody, you love them, so we don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm like, why did they cut the camera? Did he really smack her? Like,
I don't think he slapped her. I think that he just was over her.
I don't know. I heard it. And then she starts screaming.
I hope he didn't.
If he didn't hit her, why was she doing all that screaming, trying to get attention? That's when you get told off about the show.
That's true. You know, another question a lot of people ask, like, where is your father in all of this? Where's your father in all this? And her father, you know, he does not approve of their relationship because he's seen the continuation of things. But her father lets her make her own decision. But I feel like at this point now, you kind of have to step in and be the dad just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things are getting out of hand now. And it's being displayed on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that, like, it being on TV, it definitely backlashes right on you. Like, hey, you her father, so what are you doing about this?
Right.
You know how that goes. Don't know how that goes. But I just wish for the best and hope that Nia just finds happiness wherever she's at and away from him. Away from him.
Right.
So in the K. Michelle has recently spoken out about feeling suicidal last year. And many women are feeling for her. You know, she was saying that she was going through some crazy stuff, doing real stupid things, and suicidal thoughts definitely was there. She wrote to her parents, you know, a letter expressing how she was going to kill herself because she was going through so much stuff, and she said she was back and forth and she would never take herself out. She would never take a man over her again. When it comes down to K. Michelle, I never really know what I'm going to get. You never know what you're going to get.
You don't. She is all over the place. She's definitely all over the place. I'm rooting for her, too, though. Like, come on, y'all. Let's succeed out here. You know, the pressures of this tree is a lot. But don't lose yourself in the process.
Yeah, I agree. And I know you guys all know that R. Kelly has posted bail. I don't know. I don't think this man could just be stopped. It's kind of scary now. I'm scared.
Let's see post his bail.
Yeah. It was like a lady who put, but the lady, she said she's very happy. Like, you know, I'm happy that I posted his bail. Why? Why would you do that? like, you do realize that he is, there's so much proof of this man doing these things. They're not even allegations anymore. Like, there's proof. But yet, you just paid for his bill. Like, you, and it wasn't even, and it was not even her money. It was your daughter's money.
Right.
That she took and bailed him out of jail with. Like, what? People are crazy. I'm telling you. I'm convinced at this point. I don't know what to do with these ladies that got it going. But I mean, listen, all I can say is, ladies, please wake up. I understand he made some real good baby making music, but no, it's not okay to pee on little girls. It's not okay to try to keep them hostage. It's not okay. It's not okay.
I agree.
I guess.
It's not okay. And it's like everybody is in a trance or something.
Yeah, that's
what?
Exactly what it is.
That's
and
good.
It's crazy to me. Hey.
Hey. What's good, Tank?
What's going on?
What y'all got going on over here, man?
You know, we just chatting it up.
I heard something about Chris Brown on the go by. What do you do?
I don't know what's going on with him. I hope it's not true. They're saying that he's doing the white lady.
He what?
He out here sniffing coke and stuff in the party.
Oh, no.
I know. Chris, like, Chris.
Come on, bro. Everybody already hates Chris.
Yeah, and they're saying that he, you know, he previously has a drug problem. He won't deny it.
I know what you did there.
I'm praying on it. I hope that's not true.
Don't be right. Yo, listen. Yo, shout out to you, Tank. I got a session. This is crazy. Yo, I just... tune in to holla at you. Say what up. I'm going to see y'all Monday.
Yes, Monday. We are back at it, y'all. Don't forget, Monday. Tune in.
Before you leave, BC, you know we got the ask topic question.
Yeah, we do. We always got to ask a question. And you always got to answer.
He hung up. He ditched us.
That's all right. We're going to catch BC on Monday.
It is that. That's right. We're going to catch him on Monday.
So, you know, I don't know what song I want to hear. I want to hear that Crazy in Love. I didn't hear that song in a while. Y'all know I love me some Lady Rain. Shout out to Lady Rain, y'all. Shout out to Lady Rain.
Shout out to Lady Rain. I got
I love
you, Crazy. Let's get it.
Women take over Wednesdays with Nikki and Nia. You wanna fuck you rockin' with DJ Caterpie, 2C, and Saron Kane. I go crazy for your love, crazy for your love, yeah. I go crazy for your love, crazy for your love, and you know I do. Yeah. I go crazy for your love, baby. Yeah.
week. Yeah, shout out to Lady Rain, y'all. Shout out to Lady Rain. Crazy for you, love. Of course, guys, you know, we was here on Saucy Saturdays. And that is our show for today. Yes, we are ending a little early, but we'll be right back at it on Monday. You already know how that goes. Tune in, tune in. Of course, my social media is your Royal Ting Ting. That is YARROYAL _ Ting Ting. Follow me, guys. Follow me. Follow me. I'm going to follow back.
And you can find me and every other host of the stage on DASTADERADIO on all social media platforms.
And that is our show, guys. Peace.
See ya. Y'all enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
I see it falling away from me, away from me, away from me, away from me. It's crumbling down, gonna be the driest drown you'd ever see. Away from me, like broken glass, too quick to capture my moments past. Just falling away from me.
I've been too goddamn
neglectful. Life's so deceiving.
We just keep on receiving.
No giving or take fight. One big mistake fight. We too real to fake fight. Misconception. No real connection. I've been suffering silently. And I've been muffling my inner being. I'm something higher, cause I'm too low though.
Hands on fire, meet my desires and let it flow. Can we have a one-on-one? Cause I just need to know.
I feel it falling away from me.
Away from me.
Away from me.
Away from me.
It's crumbling down. Gonna be the driest drown you'd ever see. Away from
me.
Cause baby, it's you and me tonight.
Ain't gon' lie, you fly.
buy or fly together with Soarin'. Relationship based on more than sex, money, and the whips I'm flooring. Even though it don't hurt, they be boring. Whenever we're together, though, moments never ever boring. Forever adoring each other out and about. Longing for one another, do the night thing. Know my aim. Make you feel good, keep you moaning till we're snoring. Wake up and do it all over again in the morning, all over your body. Before you even finish yawning, right after you brush your teeth, it's already a good morning. We just let our bodies speak, just let our bodies speak. Passion so high, neither of us can speak. Maneuver to the shower for an hour or so. Lather up each other's body with soap. Then I'm right back up as I observe the water run down your curve. So curvaceous, so tasty, so tasty, so tasty.
Lately I've been working hard and we haven't really spent a lot of time, baby. So I had to write this song just to let you know that you're still my lady. Forget about the dinner, boo, I got it. Dishes and the lunch too. Just relax yourself, don't worry about a thing, 'cause baby, it's you.